Hello. Like Elena said, my name is Amanda. And yeah, I got to go to Honduras this past summer. I'll do the shameless plug like David did this morning. The Honduras spring break trip is amazing. You guys should go on it. That's where I fell in love with Honduras, and I got the privilege to spend Honduras LT there for 2 months this past summer. So I worked at a children's development center there, which is sort of like an after-school program for kids sponsored by people in the States, where they could just go and have a meal that day, have homework help, do a daily devotional, that kind of stuff. So I primarily worked with 7 to 10-year-olds, but there was this one particular 15-year-old named Diana there who became one of our closest friends at the CDI. She was your classic sassy 15-year-old, but she has such a heart for Jesus and for the younger kids at the CDI. But within like the last 2 weeks at LT, she didn't show up a lot in the afternoons like she normally did. She just wouldn't come. Sometimes she'd come to the outside of the fence that surrounded the CDI and tell us that she was sick over and over again. And that was common for the kids in this area. But we just prayed for her and prayed that she would come back and we would be able to spend one last week with her before we head back to the States. So the final Monday of the last week at LT, she finally showed up in the afternoon. And we were so happy. We rejoiced. And we got to help her with some English homework that she asked us to help her with. And as she went to write in her notebook, we noticed that she had cuts all over her wrist. And during the devotional that day, the director of the CDI asked something along the lines of, like, who wouldn't want to live this life that God blessed us with? And we heard Diana whisper under her breath, me, because I'm depressed. And this culture is so closed off to mental illness that all the other kids just mocked her and laughed at her. And so we prayed for her, and we told her to come back the next day because we wanted to just sit with her and pray with her. And so she did. She came back the next afternoon, and she had the letters LS freshly carved into her wrist. And so we asked her what they meant, or what LS meant, but she didn't tell us. She just started crying. So one of the girls, Rachel, sat outside with the other kids when me, Sarah, and Sam took Diana inside to sort of just sit with her and take her away from the other kids and pray with her. And at first we were so frustrated that we didn't know enough Spanish to effectively convey to her how much God loves her and sort of talk her through what she was going through. And after, you know, 30 minutes or so of just sitting there trying to carve up enough choppy Spanish to comfort her, we finally turned to God for counsel. We asked Diana if we could pray with her, so we just sat around and cried and laid hands on her and prayed in English, knowing that Diana couldn't understand us, but God could. Sam had Oceans and How He Loves on her phone in Spanish, so we just listened to that, crying with Diana. And we turned open to Psalm 139 in our Spanish Bibles and read that to her. And for about 2 hours, we just sat there crying and grieving in God's presence, know that He was grieving her too. So that day when we were headed back to our hotel, me and Sam just reflected on how powerful that moment was. One of my favorite verses has always been Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And we just reflected how we had no ability to rely on our own understanding in that time with Diana. We couldn't communicate with her. We didn't speak the same language. We had to turn to God for counsel. All we could do was listen to His songs, read His words, pray to Him, and that was more than enough. Even the fact that Diana's self-harm didn't reveal itself until the final week in Honduras was so true to God's character, because I know had it been revealed the very first week, I would have attempted to be her Holy Spirit for the next 8 weeks and tried to fix all of her problems and failed many times and just kept relying on my own understanding. And the fact that it was revealed in the final week was very hard to then just go home and leave her and have to trust that God had her. But He enveloped us all in just this peace like no other, a peace that said He's going to call out to Diana long after we've gone, daughter, I'm with you. And so what I want you guys to take away from this tonight is just a newfound peace that God is enough. And to reflect on the areas of your life where you are relying on your own understanding and that you'd fully submit to God and know that He is enough and He's taking care of you. And that's my snapshot.